Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, it's the morning mess. It's time for another one. It's time for the After Mess podcast. Welcome back to it. How you doing? It's Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
Hey, it's Gina.
And it's Carla.
So on this episode, what we're going to do is we do a very popular bit on a radio show called Did Ya Know? I literally go through the internet and go through different pages and Instagram accounts to try to find out facts to blow your mind away. And sometimes they're inappropriate. So we figure, why don't we just do a whole podcast of inappropriate questions? Well, not inappropriate, just stuff that we can't talk about on the radio since this is uncensored and uncut. And we'll just open it up for a discussion and dialogue on this if you guys knew this or if it does happen to you or not. We ready for this, guys?
The After Mess.
Oh, yes.
So it did y'all know? Uncensored, uncut, uncircumcised.
Yes.
60% of men get erect nipples when aroused. Anish, do your nipples get erect?
Yes, but not when I'm aroused. Like, it's just a cold weather thing.
Yeah, same here. I don't get it. 60%, 6 out of 10 guys, like, if I'm getting turned on, my nipples don't get hard. Does that happen with you ladies?
To be honest, I don't even know if I would know. Like, that's not something that I feel like if it happened, I'm just like, oh, my nipples are hard. Like, I don't even think I would notice.
Mine do.
when you're turned on?
Well, that's absolutely 100%.
Yeah, because I've been with some girls to where they have a thing to where, like, play with my tits or no, that doesn't do anything for me. So I think some it does arouse them and some doesn't.
Well, I like when my titties get played with, but like I feel like the moment that they just get touched is usually when they'll start to get it's never just like when I'm like in the heat. It's just they're always just like, oh girl, what? Actually, my nipples get erect way more than anything else in my body. That's weird now that I think about it.
So then you're actually part of the 60%.
Maybe, well, because, well, they must be turned on all the time. Good God.
Man, like, nipples and boobs and all that is just so different for me now. It is so different after breastfeeding two kids. It's like, ugh, whatever. The boobs are not like, they're not like an erogenous zone whatsoever. Like, right. Not even a little bit.
What about Aww. For your man? What about for Bryce?
For Bryce? Like, his nipples?
No, not his nipples. Well, I'll ask that question too.
Oh,
is he a boob guy? Because I'm not a boob guy. Boobs don't turn me on.
He's not at all. He's not a boob guy at all. He doesn't care.
I have friends that don't get that. They're like, dude, how do a nice set? And I have some family members that are ready to like, dude, like Amber has big boobs. Like, how does that not turn you on? It's like, I don't know. Big boobs have never turned me on. They don't do nothing for me.
You know what's funny? I have really small boobs, and the guy that I'm with, he, like, the first thing he does when he sees me is, like, titties. And he, like, always is so fixated on them, and it's so crazy, because for me, they're, like, so small. I'm like, why are you so obsessed with my boobs? And he's just, like, obsessed with my boobs.
Maybe but he's obsessed with nipples.
Thing. Yeah, maybe. Like, I think, like, because I'm really into, like, guys' chests, so I guess that's kind of I guess I'm a boob man, too, but, like, a man boob man?
Do guys like getting their nipples sucked?
Yes.
Depends on the guy, in my experience.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I've tried it, and they're, like, not into it.
I would definitely not be into it, but Anisha is.
Yeah. No, I am, but there's also, like, I guess there's, like, an art to it, because, like, a lot of guys that I've been with I think I told the story on the podcast before. Like, a lot of them are, like, really just, like, they're going to bite it and all this shit. And I don't understand that. That doesn't do anything for me. That's just, like, you're hurting me. Is that supposed to tell
It's like, don't bite my nipple.
Yeah, like, don't need to nibble on the nip. But then there was that straight guy who was just, like, super drunk that I caught him, like, out and about. And this was a guy that I knew, like, back in college. We randomly saw each other. And for whatever reason, he started, like, licking around my areola. Like, I didn't have my shirt off, but he was licking around the area. And I was like, oh, wow, that's a wonderful sensation.
With your shirt on?
It was weird. I don't know what happened, but because it felt good, I didn't stop it. Because at first I was like, sir, what are you doing? Oh, my God.
Guys, women or men are more likely to fall asleep right after sex?
Obviously men.
Yeah.
I guess I'll go men.
Research shows women are more likely than men to fall asleep right after sex.
What? Because
we bored?
Well, bored what's...
No,
or
I'm
you
kidding.
Put in that work. You know, with my situation, Amber would always fall asleep before me. When after I do, I have all kind of energy. I'm the opposite.
Oh, really?
Yes,
oh,
I don't fall asleep. And it would annoy her because I'd be up. But she would knock out. She's like, yeah, I'm done for the night.
Over
See,
it.
In yeah, in my case, like, I've told you guys many times, I don't put in work like that. So, like, my significant other, I feel, is always more tired afterwards because, like, he did all that. And I'm like, you go.
I feel that.
Good for you.
I feel that.
Go, Glenn
You
Coco.
Deserve that nap.
Glenn Coco.
Because wow. I do shit.
Oh, wow.
What the hell? I could just imagine you just, like, answering emails or something, like, while he's going to town. It's like, yep, oh, uh-huh, God. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Carla's like, can I still watch Grey's? Like, are you cool with that?
Okay, no. I'm enjoying it, obviously, but I just, like, I don't do much. And I always tell him, I'm like, I'm sorry that I don't do much. And he's like, no, you're doing great. But I'm just like,
you're doing great.
Liar.
You're doing great.
Well, maybe.
Buys a little bit for me.
Maybe. He likes that. Like, maybe he does like, I don't know. I've definitely had experiences with, like, men. I guess, like, in the world of, like, hooking up, because I've done that a few times in my life. Like, the men that I've been with are fully aware of what they want, and they will be like, let me tell you something. You are going to cross your legs. You are going to do this. You're going to do that, because that's what gets me. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he likes the lack of activity, because he's all about his actions.
I feel like maybe I just, like, I feel like I've seen porn and I see girls do all this crazy ass shit that, like, I feel like it's not that I don't do anything. I think it's just that I'm, like, very normal about it. Like, I'm not reverse cowgirl hopping on that dick with my leg up. And I think that's why I always feel like I'm a starfish. But maybe I do put in work.
Yes, girl, you better backtrack, bro. You better backtrack.
I'm thinking, I'm like,
She's like, wait, no, I'm bomb.
I'm like, let me give myself a little more credit.
Did y'all know? A man approximately ejaculates how many liters of semen in his entire life?
Ew.
I don't know why, but that question grosses me out. I don't want to think about all that semen at once.
Ugh. Well, think about a 2-liter, right? So how many liters of that stuff?
Ew, oh, my Joey. God.
In his entire life,
in
Gina?
His whole life?
Yeah.
Well.
Coming.
Let's see. I'll
how much
say
cumin?
Cumin. 6 liters if you're normal, or 8 if you're Bryce.
Carla?
Oh, it's got to be more than 8. I'm going to say 100 liters in their lifetime.
Jesus.
Anita? Yeah.
Oh,
think
my
about all that.
God. I was going to say 20.
It's 17. 17 liters.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, that, really?
Carla's like,
Carla's like a garage full.
Okay, yeah, are we sure about it? Like, you said lifetime.
Yes.
Because yeah. I'm, like, imagining how many times my boyfriend's, like, ejaculated during our relationship, and I'm sure he could fill up a liter. We've only been together a year.
I mean, really? He is a milkman.
Like, how
girl.
Much does he ejaculate at a time? That sounds like
or,
a lot.
Okay, like, maybe it just seems like a lot to me because since, like, he pulls out, it's, like, on my tummy and, like, I can see it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, and then there's like, it depends too, because like there's some guys who just like come a lot, and then there's some that just like don't, and then it varies. Like, at least like my experience is like if you've waxed one off like a couple times already, like in the day, it's not gonna be that much that's coming.
Yeah. That's why some guys will hold off. They won't mask. Yeah. If they have that date Friday night, they're like, yeah, I'm going to hold off this weekend then. Yeah. Did y'all know the fastest speed of ejaculation ever recorded was how many miles per hour?
Get out. 70 miles per hour.
Gina, what do you think?
70. Wow. I'll go 30.
Carla?
20.
Now, can you imagine if your man, whether you, Carla, Gina, or Anish, ejaculating, coming at you at 42.7 miles per hour to your forehead. You know what I'm saying? Dang. That's a headache. Yeah.
That'll hurt.
That's pretty fast.
Whoever that man is needs to have a speed limit sign like in his bed. Just like, you cannot go past 15 miles per hour in this residential area. Sorry.
Cuidado. Seriously.
Yeah. 42 miles an hour. There's been the experiences like when I got back with my ex and like we had like a moment. Like I remember he went to the edge of the bed and I was on the opposite side after he finished because like he pulled out so he could like come and it hit my eyelid and I was like, sir, you are like a whole, what the fuck is this? How far does this shit go?
You're very excited.
Yeah. Oh, he was so proud of himself too. He was like, yeah, I got that.
Gotcha.
Oh, jeez.
Why is it?
33% of British women think that you can prevent pregnancy by doing what? What do you think, Gina?
By being on top.
By being on top. Carla?
Ooh, the sperm just falls down. That's such a good theory.
No, it's wrong. Don't.
No, it's wrong. I know.
You
can
very much get pregnant on top.
I know it's wrong. It just sounds a little bit correct. Complete it sounds morons. A little bit right if you're like thinking about it, not with science and just gravity. Okay.
Which is science if you really think about it.
Okay, so the 33% of ladies that are British think you can prevent pregnancy by crying after.
Tried it much, Carla?
No.
Never.
Anish?
I think if you pee after.
If you pee after. That's a great.
I just like, I want to talk to these women. I want to know what the fuck are they thinking? Does the pee fall through your fucking vagina? No, it doesn't. Like,
well, a lot of girls don't even know that it's like different holes.
I know a lot of girls, adult women that don't understand that it's different holes where you pee out of and, you know, your vagina, baby will come out. Well, 33% of British women actually think that you can prevent pregnancy by jumping up and down immediately after sex. So the gravity theory that you kind of talked about, I was with a girl that definitely did that.
Oh,
she
idiots.
Jumped up and down afterwards? She
jumped up and down, and that was the first and only time that I bought her the morning after pill.
Because
it was a hookup. Because
every other time, she just jumped up and down.
No, it was a hookup. I know, right?
You were good. It was fine.
Yeah, you're fine.
You're just going to jump it on out of you.
Well, the condom broke when I was with her.
Oh.
We noticed the condom broke, so she was jumping on like, what are you doing? Like, I even know. I was like, that's not like, let's go to the...
You were concerned, like, is this a victory dance or what's happening here? Because, like, I'm not trying to have all that.
Okay, quick question about getting pregnant. So, like, this must have been maybe in college or something. I'd hooked up with a guy and he just pulled out. And he asked me afterwards if I was on birth control, and I was like, no, but, like, you pulled out, whatever. And he was like, well, damn, girl, haven't you ever heard of pre-cum? And I was like, oh, yeah, huh. But here's like, a serious, like, question. I've never heard of anyone who got pregnant from pre-cum. Now, that doesn't mean, obviously, it doesn't happen. It does happen, yeah. But, like, I've never.
But they wouldn't – I don't know if they probably wouldn't know.
If it was pre-cum or not.
Because I always was like taught young that you drip before you drop. And, you know, my friends would tell me, it's like, yo, you got that pre-cum. You have a little drip that'll come out. That could do it. Not all the time, even but you drip before, like, you drop.
In foreplay, you notice it. Pre-cum absolutely is a thing. It exists. You can get pregnant off of it.
Yeah, okay. The tough part is, like, you would have to just have sex, like, one time, like, in a 3-month span, and then he pulls out, and then for you to just wait to know. Because, like, how would you know? I don't know.
Right. Okay, you're correct.
You hear those stories. I know this happened to one person, and I had just graduated. But you know, when you're a senior, you have some friends that might be juniors or sophomores. So I had just graduated, and one of my, well, they were both friends of mine. It was the first time they had sex, and she got pregnant from the first fucking, lost her virginity, and got pregnant.
Oh, poor
in senior year. And I'm like, oh my God. And they were kind of like, they went out for like 6 months. And it was like, I remember us guys trying to talk to her, like, you got to give our boy a chance. And she was hard to get. And she was a virgin. She's a nice girl. They got together. They eventually broke up, but they were together for years. But it was the first time
that got pregnant. That fucking sucks.
Senior year.
Fuck.
Yeah, man.
I can imagine. I mean, if I were her, I would go back to each and every one of you and be like, I gave that motherfucker a chance. Look what happened.
Yeah. Well, it was both of their faults. I mean, but they had 3 kids. I mean,
oh, they had the kid. Okay.
They had the kid. They had a couple of kids after that. They stayed together for a long time. They didn't work out eventually. Oh. But yeah, the first time. Fuck. Did y'all know?
Scar me.
Only 33% of us have actually experienced a G-spot orgasm.
Oh, T. Absolutely.
Although 80% of us believe they exist, says a survey. It's a low number that only 3 out of 10 people have actually experienced a G-spot orgasm.
You know what this is like? This is like, I believe in ghosts, but I've never seen one.
Yeah.
That's what this is like.
Yeah.
The G is
That's a great
ghosts.
Analogy. Yeah.
Doesn't exist. Well, I guess I'm more curious from the vagina bearing individuals, because like for a man, I mean, my understanding is that your G spot is like in the prostate area, and I know that that's like a very specific occasion. I personally have never had like a hands free like orgasm, but I've seen it, and I've spoken to people who, like men who have had that, where like they were just getting banged from the back, honey, and then their shooter was just shooting it up. And I would love to know what that's like. Yeah, I know. I was like, because I've seen it in porn before. And I was like, yo, what the fuck?
Like crazy.
Yeah, because I was like.
Spontaneous eruption there. Like, what the fuck?
And they say it's like, the full feeling is there. Like, it's actually, feels like it, except you're not touching it. And the sensation is like completely different as far as like, oh my God, the surprise of like, oh my God, I'm coming. But yeah. I'm curious to know, like, what that means for y'all ladies, because, like, the G-spot for y'all is, like, there.
It's very nice. Yeah, it's just, I guess it's just angles, really. Like, for me, it's, like, because it's, my understanding is, like, your G-spot's kind of along the front wall of the vagina. So if you think about, like, missionary sex and a lot of the sex positions, it's not really, like, conducive to hitting that spot. It's just not. And so if we get that right angle, oh, it's very lovely. But you know when you hit it, like, and it's not an instantaneous thing. It's not like, oh my God, you hit my G-spot and like all of a sudden I'm having an orgasm. It's not like that, at least not for me. But I'm still very aware when we're touching on that G-spot.
Yeah. Hey, girl, you got to give the guy the heads up, though. You
gotta give absolutely.
Like, yeah, because you got
to tell him right there. People that's it.
Right there. Yeah, right there, right there. And the guy knows, like, cool, right there, hit that angle.
That's so interesting, because I know for me, just like when that first like actually happened, like I froze. I remember the guy was like, are you okay? And I was like, I'm great, I just don't know what the fuck you just did. But like, what what positions are conducive to a G-spot?
I will have Gina answer that question, because I've only ever experienced this one time, and I was on top, and she sounds like she's had more than one experience with this. So I'm going to go ahead and pass the mic over.
Oh, thank you, Carla. What an honor. Okay, well, let me just get close to this mic and just tell you.
I'll start playing numb but a G thing for Gina right now.
Oh, that's hysterical.
G spot, no, Gina.
I mean, I guess it's probably, like, I'm sure there's some that are similar for every girl, but it is a little bit different, like vagina shapes and all that, the inside workings and where your cervix is. I'm sure it all comes into play. But for me, like laying down on my stomach, and then it's almost like missionary, except you're flipped over. You know what I mean? Like, instead of me on my back, I'm on my belly. That's a really good one. Top is really nice, too, because then you're a little bit more in control of the angles. So that's helpful, too. This reverse cowgirl can work. But again, you just have to be like mindful of like your angles. And then something, too, I'll just say,
sometimes if you're angled too extreme, I guess, it'll hurt the man. So whoever you're with, make sure they tell you, because like if you angle it way too much, it's like, no, we can't be doing that. Yeah. I'm like, damn it, but it's
we ain't breaking
me.
My dick today.
Exactly.
Not today. We ain't
yeah,
breaking the
yeah,
dick.
They don't, you know, don't break it off.
Reverse dangling from the chandelier is not gonna happen. No. Drop down to the dick. Like, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of crazy ones though. I don't even know how to describe them. So
yeah, you know what? Being with different women, each like you said, each girl has their own thing. Mm-hmm. Like what works for them. It's not one particular one, Carla. It's whatever. It's like, it's if you were on top and then you felt it like it was that, then that is your go-to right there. Try to get that.
And
angle.
I'm also sure that it probably has to do with like dick angles as well, because some dicks 100%. Angle a little bit. Yep. And then not only that, but I imagine it's the same way as like an areola. Some girls have really sensitive ones. Some girls don't. I'm sure that like G-spots, some are probably like bigger, more sensitive, less sensitive, maybe.
No idea.
I don't know. Mine's struggling. She struggles. She puts the G in struggle. Yeah.
Two G's. Struggle.
What?
Double the G spot. No.
Someone help Carla find her G spot.
No,
wait. Here's the thing, though, Carla. Here's the thing. Now, if you found it one time, you say you were on top. That would be your go-to. Why wouldn't there be a second or third time?
Why wouldn't I repeat? So this is why I don't blame it on my partner, because I know for a fact that there have been many times where I'm in that position where I feel like it's about to happen. And then I literally psych myself out of that moment. Like I psychologically take myself out every single time, and it's so annoying because like I want to fucking come, and it's like he's doing everything right and like I'm in the correct position, but now my mind's like and it's my fault, sorry.
Sometimes that does happen. The headspace has to be there. Like there's been plenty of times where it's just like I'll get close at like for three times in one like session and it never happens. And I'm like, please don't worry about it because it's not you, it's me. And we're going to be here all fucking night.
Exactly. Not so, thank you for understanding, night. Gina.
I get
it's not
you.
For lack of trying. It's
no.
Mm-hmm. We have to change Gina's theme music on the show. We got to play nothing but a G thing and see if people just
They'd be like, what the fuck? Because that's such a switch up from my like song right now, 1,000 Miles. Like,
fucking Vanessa Carlton, you better work, bitch.
Yo, why was I at a market one time and that fucking song came on? I just started busting out laughing. I'm like, Gina's song is on.
Expect me to come around the corner in my grocery cart, like, shopping.
Oh man, I wish some of these that I could do on the show, because I love some. This was an interesting one. On average, a testicle is worth how much money in the United States? So I don't know if like a guy.
What?
I know a radio DJ who only has one testicle. He has one, but he had cancer and he lost one of his testicles. Uh-huh. He embraced it. Would talk about it on the radio, and he would say, "I have one ball and still balling. You know, I have one testicle, still balling. Loved it." And so I don't know if this is whether you're trying to do like a transplant or you're, anyways.
Yeah, like what do you mean how much it's worth? Market? Like, can you sell these testicles? What the fuck?
Can you transplant a testicle? Like, does it work that way?
Well, this came out as on average a testicle is worth this amount of money in the U.S. So what's the amount? How much do you think one nut cost?
Dime a dozen.
I was dead ass going to say the same
bucks.
Thing. Like
$40.
No, that is a human being's most intimate body part. It better be like
the
40
ball.
Keys. Come on.
Yeah.
No, it. I agree. Like, it's a very intimate part. But, like, I don't know. I guess because to me, I'm thinking, like, what the hell do you do with it? People eat testicles. So, like, maybe it's like a... for food.
A delicacy?
Yeah. Well, it is, like, in some, like, cuisines, like, I know that they eat, like, other animal testicles, bulls. So...
Yeah,
bulls. Yeah.
So how much do you think it costs?
I think $20. Sorry.
I'm pretty sure there's a human testicle. Yeah, y'all, I don't think you can buy it for $20. It's worth near $28,000.
Okay.
For a testicle, yeah.
That's good, at least.
You motherfucker.
God bless. Yeah.
$20.
I think
like,
they're worth that much, okay?
Yeah. I totally.
Carla.
Totally, yeah. You kind of need that. You kind of
need
that.
Well, you need one.
Then why do we have two? I was just thinking of the food part, but work. Okay,
kind of like boobs, right? You got two of those, right? 30 minutes of sex. I don't know what you guys average, but 30 minutes of sex burns how many calories?
Oh, 100. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I would say not enough. It should burn like 1,000. That's what it feels like, but I think it's closer to like 300.
150.
About 100. Nisha's right. About 100 calories. Oh, really? That's a lot, right?
I know. It's like,
that's 30
rude.
Minutes. Yeah.
Like, excuse me. I did so fucking much.
Like, who's burning 100 calories? If you're just like starfishing it, I guess, but fuck.
That's gotta vary, because I know for a fact that like when I see my man sweating, I'm like, oh, look at him putting in work. Like, that's gotta be more than 100 calories.
Because the Apple Watch, or like if you have like a smartwatch of any kind, like it counts like how many calories you've burnt. I have never had the chance to use it while engaging in coitus.
Wow.
So
I might have to buy one just for that.
Yeah, to see and to document it.
It's like a competition all of a sudden.
Yeah, I'd be like,
we gotta beat the high score.
Because the goal, like on like your watch, and I think you could do this for like any of these fitness things. Like for me, like I have it set to like my goal is to burn like 700 calories a day, and it'll like show you throughout the day like how many you've burnt. So I don't know. You could turn it into a competition. Be like, babe, I'm gonna hit that 700 before you do. Let's go.
But what if? How is like if you're in the bottom, right? Your person is up above you, putting in all the work. Mm-hmm. If you're in the bottom, you're just moving, but you're not doing shit. You're just like laying there. Is that
yeah?
Is that getting you? I mean, I feel like it's unfair. Like that person should be getting.
Well,
is it based on movement or your pulse?
Oh, the Apple Watch thingy.
Okay. It's doing both. I know that it's doing both, like it's your pulse and your movement, but like, I don't know. I feel like if you're like on the bottom, like if somebody's riding you, I still feel like maybe this is just like when I've done it, like the person on the bottom has been like trying to keep me balanced. And I'd imagine that takes some like some core strength so I don't fly off and you know, smash something. Okay.
Smash.
Instead of him. You know what I mean? Yeah. There was one time I tried to do that. Oh God, this is so embarrassing. Have I talked about like there was one time I tried to hook up with the guy who was like large, and I couldn't ride him because he was so wide. Like
you have told us
that you couldn't straddle.
Yeah, and I was like, wow, okay,
what an experience.
Yeah, it was.
So what happened? Did you fuck the guy or not? Or
just like no, swimming around?
It. It was like, really awkward. I think he was very uncomfortable either after that or just about like hooking up in general. And he never said anything. We never really talked again. And then I saw he went to rehab like a few years after when I followed him on Facebook. So I hope he's getting his life together.
Hope he's doing well.
Same.
Yeah.
You know who's doing well?
Who?
We're doing well. And you know why?
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 Because we're sipping on that good.
Yo, I'm going to take whatever the fuck she's having right now.
I'll take two of those.
Good.
I won't take that big dick either, but I will take what Carla's having. What you sipping on over there, Carla?
Some Michelob. Ultra organic seltzers.
Yeah. Well, which one of the three flavors? Because I know there's the cucumber lime, there's the spicy pineapple, there's another one too, the peach.
Peach pear.
The peach pear.
Yes.
That's my favorite.
That's my husband's favorite. He like takes it from the fridge and I shit you not, he does like a little happy dance while he's drinking it. Like, my peach pear. I'm like, you need to calm down, but also give me one.
I am all about the cucumber. Oh.
That's not what I just heard.
That took me way too long to put together.
Oh, man. Yo, we are out. Thank you checking out the new episode. And big shout out to all the morning messengers that DM us. I got a really cool one. Did you guys see that post I put up? I reposted it on my IG. Wish I would have saved it. But someone said that they were going through chemotherapy. And they were binge listening to the Aftermess podcast, and it brought them to smiles and laughing. So you never know what binge watching our podcast. Isn't that crazy? So if you are listening right now and you're binge listening, whether you're going through some things in life or you're on a road trip, Hopefully you're enjoying yourself and we brought some laughter and smiles to this crazy fucking world that we're living in right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And maybe you learned something, right? Like sex, did y'all know? Mm. or you learned about how we are in sex.
Please don't try to sell your testicle. It's not worth it.
Or don't try to go ejaculate 42 miles an hour, man. You might poke an eye out on that one. Don't do it.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
All right, till the next episode. Y'all be blessed. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.